Almost since its opening 4 decades ago, there has been debate over the limitations of the Buffalo Convention Center. The conversation moved to another level recently with the release of a feasibility study, which identified 2 potential locations for a much larger convention center. In this week's Press Pass, Jim Fink of Business First takes a closer look.
The 2 sites that were identified, one is what they call the HSBC lot, which is a big surface parking lot almost right across the street from Key Bank Center. And the other option that HSV Consulting identified was expanding the current convention center going through Statler City and across Mohawk to build a larger exhibition hall. Let me start with the pros for expanding the convention center.
Okay.
There's a huge infrastructure already built up around there, hotels, restaurants. If you pick up and you move the convention center to any place other than where it is right now, you are going to, A, have to rebuild that infrastructure of hotels, restaurants, etc. And, B, you can be sure that the operators of the Hyatt and the Curtis and the Embassy Suites and everything else, all the other hotels around there, are going to be looking for some sort of subsidy or help because they were built on the premise of the convention center being there.
Fair point.
So that's a hidden cost on top of whatever it costs to expand the convention center. If you build a new convention center and you pinpoint the HSBC lot, as I said, you have to build up the infrastructure around it, which is expensive. There will be, as I said, subsidies and perks that are needed. Number 2, no one's asked HSBC how they feel about giving up that parking lot. We did.
Okay, and?
They're not happy.
Really?
And there's 300 or 400 jobs that, you know, potentially HSBC could turn around, potentially. I'm not saying this is definite, but if they say that's where the convention center is going, you know, potentially HSBC could say, well, there's no parking for our employees. Let's just shut that operation down. You know, they don't have to be in Buffalo.
Right. We've seen that already.
Yeah. Again, it's what I just said was purely speculation. It's not cast in stone in any, but it's a issue that has to be in the back of people's minds. But interesting, last week I was talking with some of the more prominent Buffalo business and development leaders. They're scratching their head saying, why those 2 sites?
Okay. What were their concerns?
Their concern was that an out-of-town consultant didn't talk to the real estate folks here in Buffalo to get their insight, to get their opinion about where a new, not if we should build a new convention center, but where it should be built.
All right. Now, let me ask you then, straight up then. You talked to these people, and you may or may not want to quote them specifically, but did they give ideas for locations that might counter the 2 ideas that came up in that study?
There was some talk about somewhere in and around the medical campus. You're going to need a large tract of land. And remember, we're talking about a downtown area where large tracts of lands just aren't available.
Right.
Some had suggested along the Elm Oak Corridor. The Outer Harbor, of course, came up, but that's probably the least likely of the places. Renovating the DL&W Terminal. Someone even suggested going out to Ganson Street, and right next door to Riverworks.
Jim Fink, you bring us some interesting insight each and every time you stop by on Press Pass. We most certainly appreciate you being with us, and keep up the good work, and all my best to you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next month.